play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Cratty Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. By Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material, fabrication, or powder coating needs. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Cordright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. By the all-new Galesburg Toyota. Buy local, buy with confidence. Buy at Galesburg Toyota. By Kehoe Eye Care, they care for people, not just eyes. By Todd Van Velser, financial advisor with Edward Jones on National Boulevard in Galesburg. Member SIPC. By Elite Inc., offering free design services for all orders. EliteIncPrinting.com. And by Yam Auto Group on North Henderson in Galesburg, home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yam. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson with GHS Girls Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
And let's send it down to PA announcer Bill Allison for the starting lineup for the Galesburg Silver Streaks.
Starting lineup for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. A 5'7 junior, number 3, Riley Jenkins. A 5'6 senior, number 12, Chelsea Stevenson. A 5'5 senior, number 20, Kaylee Miller. A 5'8 junior, number 34, Lauren Livingston. And a 5'11 junior, number 42, Audrey Peck. Silver Street coached by Evan Massey, assisted by Jay Barshinger, Michael Rux, and Josh Biddle.
Thanks to PA announcer Bill Allison here at John Field Gym. Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson, ready to get things underway. Streaks in their home white, silver numbers and silver and black trim. Lincoln in their road green, red numbers, red and white trim. Stepping into the center circle for Lincoln is Leah Schneider at 6'2". Stepping in for the Streaks will be Audrey Peck, 5'11", and a junior. Just about ready to get things underway. The Galesburg Silver Streaks, 13-11, and the Lincoln Rail Splitters, 10-13 on the year. As the official steps into the center circle, and the ball is up, and the tip is won by the Streaks. Riley Jenkins with it. She'll set the offense against a Lincoln 1-2-2 defense. They'll spread it out a little bit and try to do some trapping off of it. Out high left side, Kaylee Miller. Left baseline, it goes to Lauren Livingston. Nice dump inside. Audrey Peck missed the five-footer. Audrey has a hand on the rebound, but it's taken away by Schneider for Lincoln. Streaks got the shot they wanted there.
Yeah, I mean, that's what you want. Get the shots, and hopefully they go in. Now a steal by Kaylee Miller.
Kaylee just ripped it right away from Kaylor.
That looked like one of those steals you see in, like, rec league ball for the little kids.
Chelsea Stevenson in the right corner, out high right side to Kaylee Miller. Right corner goes to Lauren Livingston. She fires a 15-footer in and out. Good. Audrey Peck with the offensive rebound and put back.
GHS girls basketball on WGI.
Streaks lead 2-0. Quickly back the other way. Kaylor in the paint. Runner is no good. Rebound tapped away, but Audrey Peck able to run it down for the Streaks.
Two quick rebounds for Audrey.
Now Kaylee Miller has it on the left side. Gives to Riley Jenkins out between the circles. Now it's Lauren Livingston to Kaylee Miller in the left corner.
2-3 zone here from Lincoln. Streaks want to work the middle here. Nope.
Now a drive by Lauren Livingston. Pass nearly stolen away, but Lauren almost tied up Schneider, but the ball gets away, and coming away with it is Cadence Presswood for the Rail Splitters.
Streaks hit everybody in the exterior of the 2-3 zone. That's not going to get you very far.
Oh, a blocking call against Lauren Livingston. I didn't like that call. Coach Massey is talking to his player. Lauren Livingston got called for the foul. She was behind Schneider,
like,
who got it posted
position
up. Yeah, and Schneider turned to go up with it, and they called the foul on Lauren, so that'll put Schneider at the free throw line with two shots. 6'2 senior. Misses the first one. You know, we watched her a little bit last Saturday against who were they playing first? They were playing
Peoria Central.
Peoria High, yeah. And she actually, you know, when she got the ball, she did good things around the basket. She was able to get her points. Missed the first, made the second. Streaks lead 2-1, 6:35 to play.
In all fairness, by the time we got there, they were down by 31
points.
That
is true. So. That is true.
I don't know that Peoria was too concerned about the middle.
Their starters were still in, though. We know that.
Yeah. They were definitely trying to cherry-pick turnovers, though.
Kaylee Miller tried to get inside to Audrey Peck. Bounce was too high toward the high side, and Audrey not able to get a hand on it. Back the other way, the rail splitters. This is Emily Paulus with it. Out of the key to Schneider. Ball knocked away by Lauren Livingston. They tried to get it down low to Cadence Presswood, the 5'11 junior. And Lauren got there to knock it away. It'll go back to the rail splitters.
Do they still use the moniker rail splitters, or do they primarily go railers?
They usually say railers, but technically on the IHSA page, that is rail splitters. Because I call them railers.
Is it like Knicks and Knickerbockers?
I think so. And Seattle Sonics, Supersonics.
Yep.
I think they do. They quite often, because some of their uniforms, I think, in the past when we've seen them, actually have said railers on them.
Yeah, well, their warm-ups said railers.
Okay. Shot blocked as Schneider went up. I think, was that Riley that got the
hand
on it?
I think Audrey was the one that got most of it.
But they blocked Schneider, the 6'2 center, and the Streaks bring it back the other way. Left corner, Lauren Livingston picks up. Back out to Riley Jenkins. Give it to Kaylee Miller. Now Chelsea sends it back to Kayla. Good, quick ball move back to Lauren. Left baseline from 17. Good.
Streaks going into the press.
Full court pressure. Lincoln breaks at this time. Schneider has it right side. She'll stop, pull up with a 14-footer. Good. Show a little touch there as well. She's got all three of Lincoln's points. 4-3, Streaks lead. Full court press.
Lincoln's going to return the favor with the press. Streaks moving pretty slowly on it. They got to get going.
Now Riley gets it across to Kaylee Miller, but she gets tied up. Stolen away by Schneider.
Well, that was a bad pass by Riley. She threw it to the side that Schneider was standing on, and then she gets a block on the other end.
That should be Streaks' ball. Yeah, it is. A nice block. Nice job defensively. Riley Jenkins blocked the shot. Then Audrey Peck sliding to the sideline along with Ava Gorens, and Gorens touched the ball as they slid out of bounds. 30-second timeout called by the Streaks. 5:09 to play here in the first quarter. Streaks lead 4-3. Congratulations again to the Illinois Fighting Illini. They got a big win on the road at Michigan. They were down by one with about 15 seconds
left? Well, it was tied with 15 left.
Okay. Yep. Oh, yeah, it was tied with about 15 left. Illinois had the last shot at it. And Ayuda Sunmu gets it up from about 16 with a defender all over him. Really good defense, but he put it up and in with 0.5 left, and the Illini come out with a win 64-62 on the road to Michigan. They're all by themselves right now by a half game on top in the Big Ten.
Yeah, who would have thunk that?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, they were supposed to have a good year this year, but you were probably thinking more like top third of the conference.
And now, like Brian Barnhart said in the post game, it's like, boy, you went at Purdue, you went at Michigan. That's, you know, the rest of the Big Ten is definitely taking notice. Now ball gets away. Riley goes to the floor, and didn't get tied up. Able to get the pass off to Lauren Livingston. Right wing, Chelsea Stevenson with it. Back to Riley out high left side. Kaylee Miller in the left corner. Back out high to Riley. Now to Lauren Livingston. Lauren out high on the right side. Gets to Chelsea Stevenson in the right corner. Back to Lauren Livingston. Ball got away. She runs it down out near midcourt.
Good composure there by Lauren. If she would have rushed that one, she would end up flinging it right back to Lincoln.
Nice bounce inside Audrey Peck, but Audrey lost the handle on it.
Four turnovers now for the Streaks. Quickly mounting.
4.5 to play first quarter. Streaks lead 4-3. This is Schneider on the right wing. Drives baseline, puts it up. Shot blocked by Audrey Peck, but a weak side rebound. Presswood puts it up and in. Nobody got a body on her. We doubled Schneider that time, and a nice defensive play by Audrey Peck. Now the Streaks nearly turn it over again. Chelsea Stevens gets a nice pass back to Riley Jenkins on the left side, up and in. Nice presence of mind by Chelsea Stevens. The pass was too high for Riley to get, and Chelsea, as soon as she got it, saw Riley still going down the left side of the lane, bounced it in. Riley laid it up and in. 6-5 Streaks. First substitutions of the game, Cadence Leidick, Lily Hudgens, and Arlita Brown. And for the Streaks, as Kaylee Miller, Chelsea Stevenson, Lauren Livingston get a break. Audrey Peck, Riley Jenkins stay on the floor. Now the ball.
Over and back.
Yeah, over and back. Gorens lost it into the backcourt. Nice defense from, was that Lily on defending her that time? Lily Hudgens.
Lily doing a nice job. And one of the things you see often is, especially in junior high and then in high school, the defensive player feels that they need to touch the offensive player in order to play defense. And Lily did a good job. She just kind of shadowed, mirrored in front of her, and Gorens couldn't find an angle and ended up just committing the unforced turnover.
Arlita Brown in the left corner, back out to Lily Hudgens, bounces for Riley Jenkins at the free throw line. Riley down the lane, kicks it into the left corner to Arlita, back out to Lily. She'll fire the three left side, too strong. Rebound Arlita Brown. Nice job by Arlita. Oh, whoa, 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 whoa. Quick whistle, a jump ball called. Wow. We've had three other tie-ups that were longer than that, and they weren't called a jump ball, right. And Lilly ripped it away, and then he called the jump ball. A little quick on that one. So the possession arrow points toward the rail splitters. Now Cadence Leidick knocks it away. Audrey Peck in the paint, and fouled. Shot no good, but she was fouled by Leah Schneider. Nice job by the Streaks on the defense. Again, Cadence Leidick picking up where she left off the other night up at Rock Island. So Audrey will go to the free throw line with two shots. First foul in the ball game on Lincoln. Audrey, that's...
You don't see that often.
Yeah, she airballed. The free throw was right on target, but it was way short. She airballed that one. That doesn't happen too often for Audrey. She's a pretty good foul shooter. And she'll put this one in. There it is. Missed it too strong on that one. Overcompensated that time. Rebound Lincoln. Presswood gets to Schneider in the backcourt. Streaks pick up with the pressure. Now Lincoln with numbers. Here's Presswood with it. Back out high it goes to Paulus. Paulus out high right side to Ryan Stolzenberg, who's in the game. Now it's Paulus out high left side to Stolzenberg. Between the circles to Gorens. High post it goes to Schneider down the right side lane.
That
knocked away. Yes, nice job by Cadence Light. Again, she knocked it away initially as Schneider was going to put the ball on the floor. Cadence knocked it away, and Schneider still brought the hand down as to dribble, but the momentum of the ball was going out of bounds, so it goes to the Streaks.
And I think it went off her knee initially, too, which kind of sped up that progress towards the out-of-bounds.
Audrey Peck gets a break as Lauren Livingston checked back in. Streaks break the full-court pressure. Lily Hudgens brings it across left side. Bounces for Riley Jenkins. Riley bounces to Lauren Livingston in the left corner. Brings it back to the wing. Now back out high left of the center circle for Riley Jenkins. Working against the 1-2-2 zone by the rail splitters. Out high right side, Cadence Leidick. Right corner goes to Riley Jenkins. Riley penetrates, splits the defenders, double punches, got it, and I think Schneider's going to pick up her second foul. The basket is good.
No, they're going to go to Paulus on that one.
I thought it was Schneider the other piece of her, but nonetheless, Riley Jenkins got the basket, and she goes to the free throw line with a chance of the traditional three-point play. And Riley, I mean, she is very slightly built, but you've said this before, Eric, that she's deceptively strong because she's able to muscle those shots up and in. We've seen a lot of that this season. Another near steal on the full-court pressure. Now it's knocked away from behind Schneider. Cadence Leidick again. Now Riley Jenkins. Riley down the left side. Lay it up and in. And all started with Cadence Leidick and Lily Hudgens really made that happen. Now Cadence with another steal to Lily. Inside Arlita got knocked away. Presswood comes up with it. Now Schneider. Streaks lead 11-5. 2 minutes to play in the first quarter.
Well, what I found humorous about that is even though Riley beat everyone down the floor for the layup, during the process she had time to tell the official she got hit in the head.
Which she did. She was dribbling right after the steal when she came up with a basketball. She got kind of a body checked or cross-checked by somebody.
It was Schneider. So the ball came out. Yeah. It popped out, and she grabbed it, and Schneider came by and got her with an arm to the head.
And the official was right there and didn't make the call, so she said something to him on her way by on the way for the layup. Streaks knocked the ball out of bounds. It goes on the near sideline, and it'll be Paulus to inbound for Lincoln.
Well, what we did see last weekend, even though it was a huge blowout, is this team has trouble handling the ball. Another turnover.
Guess what? Cadence Leidick knocked it away, and Riley Jenkins comes up with it for the Streaks. Lauren Livingston out high on the left side. Gives to Kaylee Miller, who's back in left wing. Kaylee, ball gets kicked by Madeline Kaler. And Kaler, a really good player for Lincoln. She scored a lot against us last year, I think. Anyway,
last year against us, she had 8 points.
She turned an ankle. I can see she's got a brace under her sock there. And Coach Rohrer told me that she would play sparingly today. Cadence Leidick from the free throw line, partially blocked. We have it now. So here's the tie-up.
Yeah.
We had three people holding the ball apt on the rebound, and it took about 3 seconds for the whistle to blow. But this time the possession arrow points toward the Streaks. Riley Jenkins inbound, and it comes to Cadence Leidick, right wing, back to Riley in the left quarter. She'll fire just inside the three-point arc, in and out, no good. And the rebound is going to go off of Presswood last, and the Streaks will get it back on the right baseline.
That was the first miss from the field for Riley.
For some reason, we're inbounding on the left baseline, even though it went out on the right side. And it comes to Kaylee Miller, left wing, back to Riley in the left corner. She'll bring it back out, and a technical called on.
Wow.
Taylor Rohrer? I don't know.
I think it went on the assistant coach.
The sophomore coach. They're both just sitting there. She's squatted down on the floor right in front of them. I don't know. Now she got up to sit down on the bench. Maybe it was her. I'm not sure exactly what she's upset about.
I don't know either, but regardless, you usually don't see that unless there's a little bit more of demonstrative, unless you, she said the magic word.
Yeah, I mean, that's
which
one thing
she
I
doesn't
think
strike
of.
Me as that kind of coach, but.
As Riley hits both ends of the technical, and that makes it 13-5 streaks with 1:14 to play here in the first quarter.
But it always surprises me in those situations, Tom, because you see coaches like, you know, we've seen Michi is very animated on the sideline.
Right.
You know, and they barely get talked to. She was sitting down on the floor. And
yeah, she was squatted down. They both had the same look on their face when the whistle blew. And she didn't necessarily seem surprised. So, like,
no.
Maybe she did say the magic word as the streaks turned it over, passed too high over the top with 61 seconds to play.
Well, then she tried to, during the free throws by Riley, she tried to have a conversation with the younger official about the older official, and that didn't go anywhere.
Now a steal by the Streets. Kate Slidek lost the handle on it. Now gets it back. Now lost it again. And Presswood comes away with it for Lincoln. So the Streets, the team's exchange steals there. Exchange turnovers as well. Schneider mid-post right side. And Lauren going to get called or Audrey? Lauren had her hands on the ball. See who the foul goes against.
I can't see his fingers.
Looks like it's Lauren.
Yeah.
Yeah, does go against Lauren. That's two on Lauren Livingston, and that's going to put Leah Schneider at the free throw line.
Only two fouls the Streaks have gotten so far.
Two shots for Schneider. She went one for two last time. She's got three of Lincoln's 5 points. 43.4 to play here in the first quarter. Missed again. My goodness. I was going to ask Coach Rohr after the interview. I forgot to ask if she's actually signed a letter of intent. I would assume Division III. I don't think she's got the athleticism to play.
I don't. I mean, we've seen other girls go to Eastern and Western.
That is true. So that is true.
She might be a directional type of prospect.
I guess she'd probably be a star at Eastern based on some of the players we've seen go there from the Mattoon Holiday Tournament. She hits the second. And make it 13-6, 35 seconds of play. Streaks break the full court pressure. Riley Jenkins, right wing, penetrates, gets around Schneider, puts it up.
Wow.
Oh, missed it.
If that had gone down.
Wow, that was quite a double clutch there by Riley. Actually kind of took some contact. She kind of bounced off Schneider, who was set, and that was probably a good no call. I'm not saying she was fouled, but nearly got it in. A little bit too strong, though. Now on the left wing, this is Presswood. Back out high to Paulus. Out high right side to Gorins with 12 seconds play. Good defense by the Streaks. Schneider trying to get into the high post. Presswood has it. Now right wing. This is Stoltenberg for three. Missed it to rebound. Oh, off the streak. So Arlita and Chelsea are both there. Neither could corral it. 3 seconds to play. Well, you know they're going to try to go to the big girl on the inbound on the left baseline. Streak's got to get your hands up, and they throw it right over the top and knocked away. Oh, Arlita knocked away, but somehow Schneider was able to still tip it up but missed it. We have played one quarter of basketball. It is the Galesburg Silver Streaks 13, the Lincoln Rail Splitters 6. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business. And by Templeton Roofing. Call Templeton Roofing, where your roof matters. Learn more at templetonroofing.com.
Silver Streaks Girls Basketball is brought to you by Todd Van Velser, your local Edward Jones Financial Advisor, located at 1980 National Boulevard in Galesburg. To learn how Todd can help you reach your financial goals, stop by or call 343-3239. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Galesburg Nissan is home with a lifetime warranty. No gimmicks, no deductible, and no expensive service requirements. Galesburg Nissan's lifetime warranty is just that. Unlimited time and unlimited miles. Plus, you get a free loaner car for life if your car needs to be in the shop. And every fifth oil change is free. Yes, for life. We just won our third consecutive Nissan Award of Excellence, recognizing large sales volume and superior customer satisfaction. We want to be your dealer for life, and we'll strive to prove it every day. Galesburg Nissan, home of the lifetime warranty.
Congratulations to Juan Medina of Galesburg, who won $40 just by wearing a blue WGIL button. To find out how you can win, go to WGIL.com.
Second quarter just underway. The Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the Lincoln Rail Splitters 13-6 on the inbound pass. Schneider couldn't hold on. Audrey Peck, nice job defensively. Went off of Schneider, and the Streaks get it back on the Lincoln turnover. On the right side, Audrey's pass knocked away by Presswood. Goes into the Lincoln bench, and the Streaks will inbound on the far side. Kaylee Miller to inbound in front of the Lincoln bench, and it comes to Lauren Livingston on the right baseline in the right corner. Now Kaylee out high on the right side. Kaylee Miller on the dribble to Riley Jenkins out high left side. Riley penetrates, goes to Chelsea Stevenson in the right corner, back out high to Riley. Now it's Kaylee Miller, left corner to Lauren Livingston for three. Good
one.
And she's fouled by Leah Schneider. That is going to be her second foul, and Lauren Livingston nailed the three-pointer, and she can make a little four-point play here. Great concentration.
I think we've seen in years that she's able to complete this.
Great concentration by Lauren. Had the big girl coming out at her, and she does. Four-point play for Lauren Livingston. She's got six in the game, 17-6 streaks. They haven't had Schneider do their ball handling.
Coach is gone. Coach Rohr is gone.
Wow.
Assuming the first one was on her, that's another technical on the bench. She stood up and started screaming because she wanted to foul down here on the contact during the press.
So Riley doesn't she Jenkins, get kicked? Yeah, she should be out if it's two technicals on the bench.
Doesn't that?
I think it's got to be both on her.
Oh, so the other one must have been on the assistant coach.
Wow, so Riley Jenkins to the free throw line, another technical, hits the first. Yeah, so the first one must have been
on the
sophomore coach. And, you know, surprisingly, we didn't hear anything because during the sophomore game, he was very boisterous, not at the officials, but with his players. I mean, you could hear him loudly during timeouts and everything as Riley hits both free throws, make a 19-6 streak, 7.5 minutes to play first half.
Well, I knew it was coming because this official was trailing the play, and she stood up and started screaming at one of the other officials. And, again, she's not supposed to leave her chair. She's essentially in coach timeout.
Yep. Right corner, Chelsea Stevenson drives baseline, pulls up and gets...
Ooh.
Boy, got hammered by Schneider.
Schneider got away with one in there.
Yeah. And we go back the other way with Lincoln. Now a bump is going to be called on Chelsea, which, it's a foul.
She got her hands on her. Like I said earlier, a nice job by Lily to stay in front of Gorens. This time it was Chelsea getting her hands on Paulus. Oh, that should be an over and back.
Yep. As Gorens took the inbound and lost her balance and fell and stepped into the backcourt, so the Streaks get it on the Lincoln turnover with 7:03 to play in the first half, leading 19-6. And it comes to Lauren Livingston, left wing, back to Kaylee Miller out high left side. Now Lauren in the left corner. Back to Kaylee. Now Riley with it in the center circle. Gets to Lauren out high left side. Swing it to Chelsea Stevenson, right wing. Good ball movement by the Streaks. They're making Gorens run all over out there on the point of that 1-2-2. Now it's Chelsea Stevenson on the left wing. Back out high to Kaylee Miller. Kaylee swings it to Riley in the left corner. Fakes the three. Penetrates. Kicks to Lauren. Top of the key. She'll fire the three from straight on. Oh, in and out. No good. Rebound comes down to Presswood for Lincoln. I think Lauren's feeling it a little bit. Just a little bit too strong on that one.
Nice look, though, by the Streaks. They were able to make that defense move, and that ended up with Lauren wide open.
And she had a couple of them the other night at Rock Island. Ooh, Streaks.
Gorens just had to throw one into the middle of the lane because she was falling out of bounds. And unfortunately, someone got the hands on it, and then the Streaks couldn't corral it. I think it might have been Audrey got her hand on it, and then the Streaks just could not corral that.
Yeah,
that
she tried to
ball.
Chase it down, couldn't get to it. Lincoln inbounds, and it's blocked. The inbound pass blocked by Riley Jenkins.
Double dribble.
Cadence Lida came up with it for the Streaks. Cadence, Arlita Brown back in. They're in there with Audrey Peck, Riley Jenkins, and Kaylee Miller. Kaylee has it on the left wing to Riley out high right side. Right baseline, Cadence Lida. Cadence out to Riley. Now it's Kaylee out high left side. Left corner, Arlita Brown. Arlita back out to Kaylee. Now to Riley out near the center circle. Under 6 minutes to play in the half. 19-6 streaks. Arlita Brown left wing. Audrey Peck out on the volleyball spike line to Kaylee Miller out high right side. Kaylee looks over the defense. Stops top of the key. Gets to Riley left wing. A long three-pointer, but we're going to have a foul.
Before the shot,
I think.
Audrey
Peck got called. Trying to work through Stoltzenberger was somewhere near. And Audrey just ran over. I didn't see her coming or something. I don't know what happened. Near steal.
Oh, she was out of bounds.
Yeah. And now, what's the call?
Cadence touched the ball before it hit on the sideline. But
now the Streaks. Yeah, I wouldn't.
Cadence was definitely the last one to touch that before it hit out. But okay.
It is going to be like a ball. Yeah. Lincoln thought it was our ball.
Well, fair enough.
Oh, yeah.
They did step on the sideline to no call.
So it goes back to Lincoln. They'll inbound from the near sideline. Stoltzenberger gets it into Paulus. Paulus out near midcourt picks it up. his right wing to Stolzenberger, being guarded by Riley Jenkins. Good defense from the Streaks. Now Schneider top of the key, who's the free throw line, a runner. Now, unfortunately for Audrey, she was wrong place, wrong time. Schneider was just throwing up a wild shot, I think really honestly trying to draw contact, and got some from Audrey, and that's going to be her second foul. And that'll send Leah Schneider to the free throw line with two shots. She's 2 for 4 here this afternoon. First one is up and made that one. That's the first time she's made the first of her two.
Yeah.
19-7 Streaks. Illinois gets a big win at Michigan, 64-62. Last second shot by Ayuda Sunmu with a half second left in the game. Did we step in?
Yeah, no. Kaylee did, but it doesn't matter. She made it.
So both shots good for Schneider, making 19-8. Full court pressure again. Arlita Brown in the backcourt. Bounces for Caden Slidick. Now Audrey Peck gets it across to Riley Jenkins. Riley to Kaylee on the left wing. Thought about the three. Now picks up. Left baseline.
I did not understand that. It set up the Streaks had on the press break time. They had Arlita, Audrey, and Cadence in the backcourt, and they had the Kaylee and Riley in the front court. So
yeah, that was interesting. I've never seen that before. I was thinking the same thing. I'm like, wait a minute, where are your ball handlers
your
at?
Two best ball handlers on the floor were nowhere near the ball.
Caden Slidick, right wing, goes to the baseline, pulls up, shot blocked by Presswood. Schneider with the rebound for Lincoln. So Lincoln trying to work their way back into it here. This is Presswood out to Schneider, top of the key, down the right side of the lane, and Argetti.
I don't know who touched her that time. It looked like the Streaks just gave the lane.
The whistle blew, and they're calling Kaylee for the reach. That'll be her first, and you know, Schneider is hard to guard because you've got to really get set to try to take a charge from him. And I think that's what she's doing. She just knows that they're either going to let her go and foul her when she gets there, or because they're not getting there to try to draw the charge. And I think once she gets her momentum going, I don't think anybody wants to step in front
right.
of her. She hits the first free throw again.
It's at 4 in a row now.
Down by 10. Now it's missed the second one. Rebound comes long to Kaylee Miller.
It worked.
19-9, Streaks with a lead, 4.5 minutes to play first half. Kaylee Miller with it out high on the left side to Riley Jenkins between the circles. Riley penetrates free throw line, kicks out to Caden Slidick, right baseline for 17. In and out, no good. Rebound comes down to Presswood for Lincoln. I mean, she's probably got more rebounds than Schneider, doesn't she?
Yes, she's got 5-3 for Schneider.
Schneider, top of the key. Oh, knocked away briefly by Lauren Livingston. Schneider got it back and gets it away. This is Stolzenberger, right wing. Top of the key, it goes to Reese McQuan, who's in. Now down to the block, it goes to Presswood. Five-footer up off the glass and in. That was hard off the glass. You had to be at exactly the right angle for that to go in as hard as she threw it off the glass. Now it's 19-11 Streaks.
Streaks in a little bit of a lull here. They've given up 5 straight points.
And now Riley Jenkins got trapped on the sideline, tried to throw it off the foot of Paulus and missed her, and Paulus is able to grab the ball. Schneider out high right side, drives baseline and throws up a wild shot, but gets her own rebound and missed it. But the rebound to Presswood this time puts it up and in. So Presswood with two quick baskets, and it's 19-13, and Coach Massey calls a timeout. And this is a 30-second timeout with 3:29 to play here in the first half. Streaks now down to a 19-13 lead. Well, coming up, of course, the Illini get the win 64-62. Coming up not too long after we're done here this afternoon, the Galesburg High boys will be in action. They are playing up at a shootout at Orr High School in Chicago, and they're taking on the 8th-ranked team in Class 4A out of the Chicago Public League, the Lincoln Park Lions. And they've got a really, really talented 6'8 player that the Streaks will see. It'll be a good contest for the Streaks. Good way to kind of find out where you're at this point of the season against a really good team. And that one is scheduled to tip off at 4. Brad Benowitz will be there with the action, and he's scheduled to take the air around 3:40 and a 4 o'clock scheduled tip, but I think that's about the fifth game of the day, too. So we'll see if they're running on time. So that'll be coming up here on WGIO. Caden Slidick across midcourt. Looked like she almost traveled. Now Lauren Livingston has it out high left side to Riley Jenkins out high right side. Swing it over to Chelsea Stevenson, left corner for three. Good! Again, good ball movement by the Streaks. Full court pressure. Trap. Now Schneider has it. Schneider gets it across to Stolzenberg. Right baseline it goes to Paulus. That was McQuan. And now Schneider.
She's got 9 now.
Yeah, from about 10 feet out right side, puts it up and in. Only 2 baskets, the rest from the free throw line. 22-15 Streaks. Lauren Livingston out high left side to Riley Jenkins, top of the key.
Last year, this game was 38-35. We should be able to blow past that.
I would hope so, because it's going to be really ugly if that doesn't happen.
Right.
Now, nice move by Lauren Livingston. Spun at the free throw line, couldn't get the shot to fall, and Presswood comes down with a rebound. Nice move by Lauren, just couldn't get it to drop.
Seven now for Presswood.
This is Paulus out high left side to Stoltzenberg. Now they get to Schneider, right elbow. Nice look underneath to Presswood. Missed the shot, though. Got the rebound, missed the second one. Now Lauren Livingston pulls the rebound away that time. And Presswood's going to get called for a push from behind. I don't know if she did, but Lauren got tripped up nonetheless. And that's 16 fouls now on, both teams now with six. So they'll both be shooting free throws from here on out. First foul on Presswood. And Lauren's going to get a break as Audrey Peck checks back in. Three-quarter court pressure again from Lincoln. 22-15, the Streaks lead.
Ooh.
Riley had to go high for that pass, able to reel it in. Now Caden Slidick gets to Riley. Two-on-one break. Riley down the left side.
Riley.
Should have taken the shot around. Schneider made the pass to Chelsea. Now she had to pull it back out.
And she had Schneider on her chance for a third foul on Schneider.
Well, now Riley drives that time and runs into Presswood. No call on that shot. And Schneider has it. Yeah, usually Riley makes the right decision there, but she wanted to make the extra pass there, and would have probably been better off taking the shot. Mid-post. Schneider again puts up the shot. Audrey Peck got a hand on the ball, but they're going to call her for the foul. That's her third.
Wow.
So Schneider, who's living at the free throw line, this is her fifth time at the line. And quickly, Audrey back to the bench and Lauren back in. 1:34 to play first half, 22-17 Streaks. Leah Schneider, the 6'2 senior at the foul line for Lincoln. And hits the first.
The only.
Oh, she made the shot. That's right. I'm sorry. Cross that out. Forgot to mark the basket down. 22-18 Streaks, 1:25 to play first half. Streaks beat the full court pressure. Arlita Brown out high left side to Lauren Livingston out near the center circle. Gives to Riley Jenkins right of the center circle. Riley back to Lauren. Now left corner, Chelsea Stevenson. Swing it to Riley, top of the key. Riley to the free throw line. Kicks out to Lauren for three out on the left side. Rolls off, no good. Arlita had the inside position, but somehow Presswood kind of ripped her arm away.
Well,
and
Presswood
wants
the rebounds right now. Yeah. Streaks have got to get a body on her. That's 9 for her, and she's just all over the boards.
Paulus out high left side, less than a minute to play in the half. Stoltzenberg, high post, it goes to Schneider, leans in again and puts it up and in. I'm not as impressed with her. I thought she scores, but her shot kind of just leans in and lets the ball fly and hoping to get contact, it seems like.
Streaks have been outscored 14-3 for most of this second quarter.
Now we're up 22-20 with 30 seconds to play. Left wing, Chelsea Stevenson.
1 point, the score is 19-6.
Wow. Yeah, we were up 13-6 at the end of the first quarter and then came out to hot in the second quarter. 19 to play now. Riley has it out in the center circle. Gives to Lauren out high left side. Lauren Livingston with 12 to Riley Jenkins in the center circle with 10. Now the Streaks will trigger with 8. Left wing, Chelsea Stevenson now with 6. Back to Riley with 5. Now Chelsea out high right side. Caden Slidick with 2. Swing it to Chelsea. Gets the shot off. Had to hurry it. Rolled down and in, but popped back out. Not necessarily the shot they wanted, but it was almost effective anyway. We have played one half of basketball, and we have got a game. It's the Galesburg Silver Streaks 22, the Lincoln Rail Splitters 20. Come back with our halftime report, run down our halftime scoreboard, halftime stats, and more. Streaks lead 22-20. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM at 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Chip and JoJo made it look real easy on Fixer Upper, but now you realize you're in way over your head. Fear not, friend. Courtright Construction of Oneida tackles projects of all kinds. See pictures at courtrightconstruction.com. The right choice for your next project.
Hi, this is Neil Thomas with Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. We want to start 2020 out with an exciting offer for your badly needed bathroom remodel. We are offering a 10% discount to any customer that calls for an estimate to remodel their bathrooms. This could amount to hundreds of dollars in savings. Now is the time to take advantage of this great offer by picking up the phone and calling 342-HEAT. That's 342-4328. You will be surprised to see the savings that could be yours. years. This offer is only good through February 29th, so don't hesitate. Call us now.
Tony Batson, GM of Galesburg Toyota, talks about why there's nothing worse than a car salesman.
I think a lot of places you go and why people kind of get a bad taste in their mouth is because they feel like they're talking to a, quote, salesman. They're being sold something. Yes, you have to buy a vehicle and someone's got to sell it to you, but we view ourselves and we view our salespeople as actually customer service representatives. We are just servicing the customer. That is it. And if you do that properly, it will never feel like you're being sold.
Don't get sold. Get customer serviced at Galesburg Toyota. Find them online at GalesburgToyota.com.
Life can be like a basketball game. Everything's going your way and then airball. That's where I come in. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy with Craddy Insurance, your Savea Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. I'll help you put the full court press on any accident by selecting the right coverage for your home. So when the game of life doesn't go as planned, you won't foul out. And with our auto home discount, you'll save money too. Give me a call or stop by Craddy Insurance today on North Henderson Street and let's talk about how Savea Mutual Insurance is a slam dunk.
Did you know you can save about 50% on your air filters by having them cleaned rather than replaced? And Filter Service Center, now part of Mid-State Manufacturing, will even pick them up and deliver them back to you. Your filter's good as new. Filter Service Center at Mid-State Manufacturing.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks Halftime Report on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Halftime at John Field Gym. Tom Erdith, Eric Gibson, the Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the Lincoln Rail Splitters. 22-20 is our score. Our halftime scoreboard brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. The Streak sophomores a winner here over Lincoln. 60-38 was the final score in that one. Streaks were up 13-6 at the end of the first quarter and jumped out to a 19-6 lead in that second quarter, but Lincoln slowly worked their way back into it. Streaks just not getting it done on the offensive end in the latter portions, or actually latter half of that second quarter. Had some ball movement. They just weren't getting the shots they had been getting earlier in the game at that point.
Yeah, to me, the big thing for the Streaks is, they number one, they got a little lax on their boards, but what was working really well for them during that stretch that they extended the lead was they were putting their press on and they were getting turnovers. Well, when you stop making shots, it's tough to put the press on, and it seems like that's what kind of turned the tide there at the end.
Well, the Illinois Fighting Illini got a win earlier today. You heard it right before this game. Last second shot, Io DeSunmu. They were on the road at Michigan against the Wolverines. I'll tell you about that coming up, right, momentarily. last second shot by Io DeSunmu. The Illini got it back. DeSunmu with a shot just inside the top of the key with the defense all over him, put it in with a half second left. Illinois comes out with a 64-62 win on the road at Michigan. Another really good, and I don't know if you call that a signature win for Illinois, but I think anytime you win on the road in the Big Ten, you might call that a signature. I mean, they won at Wisconsin for the first time in years up at the Kohl Center earlier. They won at Purdue at Mackey Arena last week or the other day, and so they're playing some outstanding basketball.
Well, I think going into last week, there had been like somewhere 6, 7, 9 losses by home teams in the Big Ten, and Illinois had provided 2 or 3 of them.
So Illinois gets a win, 64-62. Galesburg High boys in action a little bit later on this afternoon. They're playing up at the Chicago Ore Shootout. They'll take on the Lincoln Park Lions out of the Chicago Public League. Brad Benowitz will be there for that one. 3:40 pregame, 4 o'clock for the tip here on WGIL. So not too long after we're done here with this game. And here's what the schedule looks like after that. The Galesburg High boys back in action Tuesday night conference game here at John Thiel Gym. They'll play host to the Quincy Blue Devils on Tuesday night, 7:10 pregame with Brad and Steve. Then Thursday night, the girls play Quincy as well. Unfortunately, this time it'll be a long road trip down to Quincy, and I guess I'll be by myself. I'll be so lonely.
It's a long trip.
Yes, it is. Even when you're with me, it's a long trip. It doesn't matter. But we'll have that game for you Thursday night. Friday night, the boys will take a road trip up to Sterling. Then Saturday, a week from today, Streaks of Western Big Six game here at John Thiel Gym will take on the United Township Panthers. Halftime scoreboard brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg.
One more score. Yes. For those that are concerned, as I am, Bradley was down 20. 21-7. They are up at half, 33-30.
Who are they playing?
They're playing Indiana State.
Ah, okay. The Sycamores.
On the road in Terre Haute.
Okay, on the road then. Bradley's having a good season. I got to give him credit.
They
got the win over the rival, the I-74 War on 74.
Without
the other
their
night.
Two best players.
Oh, really?
Darryl Brown was injured, and so is Elijah Child. So
wow. Oh, well, good for them.
Both of their best players have
got
been
win over
injured.
ISU. How much longer is, what's his name?
Muller?
Dan Muller.
I don't know. Him being an ISU
guy
probably
gives
him a little bit more time.
Yeah. Streaks lead at 22-20. We'll take a timeout. Come back with our halftime stats. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM, 1400 AM, WGIL and WGIL.com.
Silver Streaks Girls Basketball is brought to you by Todd Van Velser, your local Edward Jones Financial Advisor, located at 1980 National Boulevard in Galesburg. To learn how Todd can help you reach your financial goals, stop by or call 343-3239. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Tax title license dot the extra.
So you've decided you're going to start looking at used cars. Good for you! There's a lot out there to see. Make sure Yem Ford is on your shopping list with over 120 used vehicles in stock and fresh trades coming in every week.
This is Doug Miner with Yem Ford. Come out and test drive a 2014 Lincoln MKZ, $16,985. Here's a 2014 Ford Taurus Limited, now just over $12,600.
Great cars at great prices from Yem Ford, corner of West Main and Linwood Road in Galesburg.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Sabrina's Bridal and Prom, where you're always one of a kind. By the UPS store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg. And by Culver's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Welcome to Delicious.
The official WGIL forecast, cloudy this afternoon, a high of 33. Cloudy tonight, a low of 22. Cloudy tomorrow, a high of 31. Cloudy tomorrow night, a low of 24. Still cloudy Monday, a high of 33. The clouds continue most of the rest of the week. Cloudy Monday night, low 25. Cloudy and 33 Tuesday. Cloudy and 33 Wednesday. Right now it's 32 at 93.7 FM and 1400 AM. WGIL.
Tune in for Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins. Weekdays at 2 on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM. WGIL.
Oh my God. Halftime, the Galesburg Silver Streaks leading the Lincoln Railers, Lincoln Rail Splitters. take your pick. They're known
you're
by
about
both.
A week too early.
Yes. Streaks lead at 22-20. Our halftime stats brought to you by Todd Van Velser, financial advisor with Edward Jones, member SIPC. Scoring wise, Streaks led by Riley Jenkins with 11 points on three baskets, and she was 5 for 5 from the free throw line. 6 for Lauren Livingston, a 3 of 2, and 1 for 1 from the line. Audrey Peck with just 2 points, 0 for 2 from the line. She picked up 3 fouls in the first half. 3 for Chelsea Stevenson on the three-pointer. Streak 6 for 8 from the line, 2 3-pointers. Only 2 players scored for Lincoln, led by Leah Schneider with 14 points. 4 baskets and all the rest from the free throw line. 6 for Candace Presswood on 3 baskets. 6 for 9 from the line, no threes.
12 turnovers for the Rail Splitters. Streaks turned the ball over 10 times. Streaks were out-rebounded 16-9, 5-3 on the offensive boards. Lincoln shot the ball pretty well. They were 7 of 17 from the field, 0 of 1 from distance. Streaks, on the other hand, 7 of 21 from the field, 2 of 5 from downtown.
Halftime stats brought to you by Todd Van Velser, financial advisor with Edward Jones in Galesburg, member SIPC. 22-20, ready to start the third quarter here. And it will be Streaks basketball as Kaylee Miller will inbound. Audrey Peck out on the floor with 3 fouls. That'll be key against Leah Schneider in there. And Schneider with 2 fouls. We'll see if the Streaks try to go at her. Riley Jenkins brings it across. Goes to the right wing.
She's had 2 fouls for a long time. Streaks have yet to go at her.
Yeah. So we'll see. We'll see if that happens. Riley with it out near the center circle. Gives to Kaylee Miller out high left side. Now Riley between the center circles. Lauren Livingston gives to Chelsea Stevenson. Back to Lauren out high right side. Now to Riley out high on the left side. Lincoln sticking with that 1-2-2 zone. I think what? They came down and did a 2-3 once, and they've pretty much been in a 1-2-2 otherwise.
I actually think they're in 2-3 right now.
Well, they got the point running around. I mean, she's running around like literally looks like
she's
playing the
point. Yeah, but I think what they're doing is they're just helping low. So if you watch when the ball's up top, they're having Gorens take the ball, but Powell is sustained up there. And then when the ball goes the other side of Florida, they're just getting really extreme and dropping backside.
Ball got kicked away, goes back to the streaks, into Chelsea Stevenson, right corner for 3. Good! Chelsea Stevenson with her second of the ball game, just about at a third. at the end of the first half, but it rolled down around and popped out 25-20 Streaks.
Streaks
Lincoln breaks
that.
The press. Presswood gets it down on the right block, missed the shot, rebound Chelsea Stevenson. Yeah, absolutely. Lincoln had been on the run and had the momentum. Now Riley drives right past Schneider
and
fouled. Oh, she went down hard. Presswood picks up the foul. That's her second. Riley Jenkins makes the shot, and she's got a smile on her face. They help her up, and she's going to the free throw line. Riley with 13 in the game at a chance at another three-point play.
Well, that was one of those where I think Presswood thought she was going to be able to beat Riley to the spot to try to get the block shot and then realize how quick Riley was and just got herself in a bad spot.
First miss from the free throw line from Riley here this afternoon, 27-20 Streaks. And Riley, great net recognition as there was a travel, but she got the pass off to Presswood, who lays it up and in. That was Kaler, and make it 27-22. But Riley saw Schneider there, and she knew she'd be able to blow right by her and did. Now Riley down the right side lane, pulls it back out, doesn't challenge Schneider that time. Now Chelsea Stevenson back to Riley in the right corner, and she'll bring it back out and reset for the Streaks. 6:35 to play third quarter, 27-22 Galesburg. Lauren Livingston at the free throw line, drives in, little floater, no good. Rebound Audrey Peck, lost it, and coming away with it is Kaler for Lincoln.
That was one of those, I think, Lauren was surprised to see that the lane opened up the way it did, so then she ended up just flinging it towards the basket.
Schneider missed the shot, gets her own rebound, little fadeaway, missed it. Riley Jenkins with a rebound for the Streaks. Riley on the run, gives to Chelsea Stevenson, running the floor, stops, lays it up and in. Chelsea Stevenson with a little five-point run here. She's got eight, make it 29-22. Streak, 6 minutes to play here in the third quarter. Full court pressure. Schneider has it. Gets it off to Paulus. They finally get it across.
And oh, Audrey, look.
Presswood, or excuse me, Kaler missed a shot from the free throw line but got her own rebound, and ball got saved inbounds by Presswood right off of Riley. She wasn't ready for that. And I think she caught Riley's finger.
Well, unfortunately, right there coming up the floor, Audrey didn't have an eye on the ball, and they threw it right by her. She could have just put her hand out and gotten a steal, but she wasn't looking.
Kaler comes out of the ballgame, as Coach Rohr said. She's going to play sparingly as she injured an ankle the other night. Presswood with it on the wing. Inside, be careful there, Audrey. It's Schneider, drives in. Runner is no good. Rebound, Riley Jenkins. Riley on the run, gets fouled. Gorin's reached in on her. That's going to be her first foul. That's two team fouls on Lincoln here in the second half. Streaks look, you know, they had the enthusiasm early, and it went away a little bit. Now it looks like they've got it again here as we start the third quarter. Left corner, Lauren Livingston to Chelsea Stevens. Now Riley back to Chelsea. Swing it over to Cadence Leidick, who's back into the ballgame. Out high on the right side, right baseline. It goes to Lauren. She'll fire the three. Too strong. Weak side rebound comes down to Paulus for Lincoln. Gives to Schneider. She'll bring it across. Left wing goes to Stolzenberg, back to Schneider, top of the key, now to Gorins. Right side to Paulus, and she stepped on the sideline, and Lincoln turns it over with 5:12 to play in the third, and the Streaks leading 29-22.
13 turnovers now for the Railers.
So now it's a three-quarter court press, 1-2-2 from Lincoln, and they're not even trying to trap, though. Lauren Livingston down to the left corner with it. Penetrates, now kicks back out to Chelsea Stevenson on the left wing. She'll bring it out, swing it over to Riley Jenkins out high right side to Cadence Leidick on the right baseline. Had the mismatch there, couldn't get it to Audrey. Now it's Chelsea, left corner to Lauren. Penetrates, puts a runner up over Schneider, off the glass, no. Rebound off the hand of Audrey Peck, and Schneider comes away with it. Again, not a bad shot, a little bit too much on it for Lauren. Now Gorins drives in, a runner is up and good. She is the first Lincoln player to score other than Presswood and Schneider, and make it 29-24, 4.5 minutes to play. Streaks beat the press. Riley Jenkins gives to Chelsea Stevenson in the left corner. Yep. She traveled with it.
Chelsea didn't know what she wanted to do with the basketball. Took a couple dribbles and then decided she was going to pick it up, but then started leaning.
And Coach having a little conversation with Riley Jenkins. I think that he's maybe saying she should have gone to the basket that time. Gorin's with it. Penetration's going to throw it. Well, I thought she was going to throw the runner up, but she tried to make the pass up over the top to Presswood and threw it out of bounds. And the Streaks will bring it back the other way. Hardly to Brown will inbound. 4:18 to play third quarter. 29-24 Streaks. Kaylee Miller bounces for Arlita Brown. Now it's Cadence Leidick. Still in the backcourt. Now Audrey Peck. Now Arlita finally gets it across to Cadence on the right side. Jeez. Cadence on the dribble. Gets past Presswood, but no, Presswood still got a handle on the ball, but it went right back to Cadence. Now Audrey Peck in the paint, missed a 10-footer. Rebound comes down to Schneider. Threw an elbow there at at Kaylee Miller. Oh, a pass nearly stolen away by Caden Slidick, but Paulus able to get it. Now gets to Schneider with 3:50 to play in the third. Schneider up court to Presswood, left wing, left baseline to Gorin. She'll penetrate baseline, lays it up. And
wow.
I don't know how she got that up. She was behind the glass and reached up and under and was able to get the angle and put it in. She's got a quick four-point run.
Well, a veteran move right there by Riley. She saw Gorin's running up behind her, and she just ran, dribbled over in front of her and picked up the foul.
That's her second, both of them coming here in the second half. 3:36 to play in the quarter. Streaks up by 3, 29-26. Lily Hudgens in. She's got it out high on the left side to Lauren Livingston, left baseline. Back out to Lily on the left side. Puts it on the floor and gives to Riley right in the center circle. Riley Jenkins on the dribble to the free throw line. Gives to Lauren in the left corner. Fires a three. Short. Rebound comes down to Schneider for Lincoln. Lauren shots again looking like they're right on target. They've been either a little bit long or a little bit short. Right corner, Schneider. Nice job by Lauren. Cut her off and she just dribbled it out. Oh, they call a charge. They called the charge as she leaned the shoulder into Lauren. I saw Lauren go to the floor. I thought maybe she lost her footing, but they said that Schneider leaned her shoulder in, and that is her third foul. I mean, she'd lost it out of bounds anyway.
Big foul there on Schneider.
Arlita Brown, left wing to Lauren Livingston. Lauren gives to Riley in the left corner, gets past Schneider somehow, bounces for Lily Hudgens on the wing. She'll hand off to Riley. She'll bring it back out and set it up with under 3 minutes to play here in the third. Streaks leading 29-26. Lauren Livingston, left baseline, out high left side to Lily Hudgens. Bounces high post to Arlita. Back out to Lauren. Left wing for three. Good! Right on target that time. Her second of the game. She's got 9:32-26 streaks. Two-on-one break for Lincoln, but Gorin's lost a handle on it. And Caden Slidick comes up with it for the streaks. Streaks got a break there because they had numbers. Now Lauren leans in, gets knocked to the floor.
Oh,
man. She faked and tried to lean around Presswood, and I thought she got tripped up, but gets called for the travel. So Lauren's going to get a break. Audrey Peck back in. She's got three fouls. Schneider out for the first time of the ball game. She's got three fouls. So see how Lincoln works it because she's been their main ball handler against our press also. But
yeah,
they got Kaler back in, who is their best ball handler. And now we're going to get a foul on Lily.
Yeah, Lily was reaching there. Lily's got to get over, and I think this is what Coach Massey's saying right now. Lily's got to get over and take over off that sideline. And if she gets a foot on that sideline, there's nowhere for the ball handler to go.
And this is a smart move by Coach Rohr because, like I said, Schneider's been bringing it up, and this is your point guard, your best ball handler. If Schneider's not in, you got to have her in there against the press.
Right.
Right wing, it's Gorin's. Top of the key, Stoltzenberg. Now left wing, it goes to Kaler. Kaler fakes, looks underneath the pressure. Now foul.
Arlita's going to get called for a bump.
Arlita tried to reach around on the pass, and that is her first foul. And two team fouls on the streaks here in the second half. 2:04 to play in the quarter, 32-26 streaks. It'll be Stoltzenberg to inbound from the left baseline. And it comes to Kaler on the left wing, goes to left elbow, puts up the 15-footer, short. Rebound comes down to Arlita Brown for the streaks, to Riley Jenkins. Riley on the run across midcourt left side. Gives to Lily Hudgens, left wing, back out to Riley on high left side. Penetrates back to Lily left side, didn't take the three. Pulls it back out, gets to Riley in the left corner. She's going to pull it back out and set the offense for the streaks with 1:43 to play. Riley on the dribble, bounces for Arlita in the left corner. She'll pick up and bounces for Cadence out high left side near midcourt. Now Riley has it out high on the right side with 1:30 to play in the quarter. Trees content to work a little clock and find a good shot. Cadence bounces for Audrey Peck. That's what they were looking for.
There we go.
Audrey rolls it off the glass around the rim, up and in. Four for Audrey, make it 34-26. Nice pass from Kaler to Gorin's running the floor. Missed the shot, though. Arlita Brown with a rebound, and Gorin's is down, grabbing, I don't know what she hurt. Looked like she was grabbing her knee. Now I don't know what's going on. She's slow to get up. Now they're going to stop it as the ball got knocked out of bounds on the other
end. No, we're going to get a foul at the other end. Okay. It's going to be on Kaler. She picks up the foul as Riley is going to go to the free throw line.
I was looking down at this end, seeing that Gorns is going to come out, and her coach not happy that she thought there was contact. She just came down at a funny angle. I don't think there was any contact.
No,
Riley kind of went running by her in the air to kind of bother her, but I don't think there was any contact. So I don't know if it's a knee, an ankle. It looks like maybe they're looking at the ankle.
Oh, okay. I looked over. I'm like, where's the Gillsburg trainer at? But he's behind her.
Yeah, he's behind her, yeah.
First
free throw for Riley is up and good.
Streaks lengthening this lead a little bit. It was down to 29-26. Now it's up to 35-26.
Yeah, and you really got to take advantage when Schneider's on the bench. And that was a good move last time down to set up Audrey. Second shot for Riley up and in.
Streak's going to put the press on.
15 for Riley Jenkins. Streaks lead 36-26, back to 10 with a minute 2 to play in the quarter. Kaler on the dribble. Kicks out to Stoltenberg on the right wing. Back to Kaler, right baseline. Kaler is quick. Even with an injured ankle, she is super quick with the basketball. Stoltenberg, top of the key. Back to Kaler on high right side. And nearly lost the handle. Was able to run it down. Looked from our angle like it fell out of bounds. We were at a...
Oh, the official's right on top of it, so I'll give him the benefit of the doubt on that one.
We're not a good angle for the far sideline. Now this is McEwen into the game. Now Kaler drives in, puts it up, no good. Rebound, Presswood with another one. Gets to Kaler, free throw line, 15-footer is flat, no good. Presswood with a rebound. Uh-oh, are we going to have the third? It's either the third on Lauren or the fourth on Audrey. Nope, goes against Lauren Livingston. That's her third foul. And that's going to put Cadence Presswood at the free throw line with two shots. She's got 8 points in the game. Streaks lead 36-26, 28 seconds to play in the third quarter. First free throw up and good for Presswood. 5'11 junior for Lincoln. They've got the two seniors as all. That's Kaler and Schneider, and then only three juniors, Presswood and Paulus, one of the other starters. Kaylee Miller back in to replace Cadence Leidick with 28 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Streaks with a 9-point lead, 36-27. Presswood's second shot is up and good as well. Well, those look much better than her first shot that she made. What's going on here? Discussion about
blood?
Something. Oh, it must be blood on Riley on her wrist or something. I don't know. So, I don't know. Can't tell.
It's got to be blood.
Yeah, because she had to walk off, and the trainer's got to now take a look at her and wrap it up. That'll bring Lily Hudgens back in. 28 seconds to play. Full court pressure. Kaylee Miller with it in the backcourt. Bounces for Lauren. Now to Audrey. Left side. Now to Kaylee. Back to Lauren. She'll bring it across right of the center circle with 19 seconds to play. Lauren got knocked to the floor, and I thought they were going to call a travel. Nope, it's going to be a foul against McEwen. 5'8 sophomore. And that's six fouls now. Oh, no, they called it on Jasmine Robbins, who's into the ballgame. 15 seconds to play. Kaylee Miller with 11. Stops out high, picks up, looks for help. Gets to Lauren near the center circle with six. Now it's Chelsea with four. Swing it over to Lauren, left wing, with 2.5 seconds to play. Puts it up here. Nope, just inside the line. Had a foot inside the line, but Lauren got set, got it up, and hits the shot, and it's back to a 10-point lead. We played three quarters of basketball. That's Galesburg 38, Lincoln 28. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM at 1400 AM, WGIL and WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car. And you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Hi, this is Neil Thomas with Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. We want to start 2020 out with an exciting offer for your badly needed bathroom remodel. We are offering a 10% discount to any customer that calls for an estimate to remodel their bathrooms. This could amount to hundreds of dollars in savings. Now is the time to take advantage of this great offer by picking up the phone and calling 342-HEAT. That's 342-4328. You will be surprised to see the savings that could be yours. This offer is only good through February 29th, so don't hesitate. Call us now.
If your business utilizes equipment with air filters and dust collectors, let Midstate Manufacturing save you money. Filter Service Center, part of Midstate, specializes in the sale and service of every kind of filter. And they clean them too, which provides 95% efficiency at half the price of replacement. Get on their delivery route today.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
8 minutes to play. Tom Meredith there. Gibson back at John Field Gym. The Galesburg Silver Streaks outscored the Lincoln Railers 16-8 in the third quarter and lead 38-28. Malik with the basketball to start the third quarter. They get it underneath to McEwen, and she puts it up and in.
May have gotten away with a travel.
Yeah. Schneider back in for Lincoln with three fouls. Riley Jenkins with it, baseline, and what's going to...
Yeah, push on the baseline. It looks like it's going to go on Presswood.
I wasn't sure if he was going to say Riley stepped on the inline or not, but the Presswood, that's three fouls on her now, and that's going to put Riley at the free throw line. Chance of the one, a bonus 17 fouls now on the rail splitters. So Riley's made a living at the free throw line as much as Schneider has here this afternoon. And hits another. She's only had one miss here so far this afternoon. She gets the bonus, 39-30, 7:35 to play in the ball game. Riley with 16 points in the game. Second shot is up, and there was.
I was going to say something. Nine rebounds now for Schneider.
I didn't think that counted when I was talking about the fact that she had a miss.
Right.
Shouldn't have counted. This is McEwen with it out high on the left side for Lincoln. Now Schneider out high right side. Puts on the floor, swings it over to Stoltzenberg. Now this is Robbins with it. Robbins on the dribble. Chelsea Stevens knocked away briefly. Robbins got it back, but now it's knocked away by Kaylee Miller, and Audrey Peck comes up with it. Riley Jenkins down the left side to Lauren Livingston, left wing, penetrates and gets hammered.
No foul, right.
In front of the official. That should have been Schneider's fourth foul.
Wow. All over the arms.
Man. Schneider with it out high right side. Top of the key it goes to Robbins. Left wing, Stoltzenberg. Now Schneider out on the left wing. Stops, puts up a 15-footer, and maybe Audrey Peck got away with one there, and it's going to go back to Lincoln. I thought maybe it went off the back of the foot of Schneider. They could say it went off the streaks last. Kaler's going to check back in for Lincoln with 6:43 to play. Streaks with a 39-30 lead, and it'll be Stoltzenberg to inbound for the right baseline. And it comes to Kaler down to the right corner. Gives to Paulus.
Kaylee bodied up on
it was McEwen. She'll go to the free throw line with two shots. Kaylee bodied up on her as she was going up for the shot. That is the second on Kaylee Miller. At the free throw line is McEwen. Missed the first one. Reese McEwen, 5'8 sophomore. Caden Slidek checks back in for the streaks. She'll give Kaylee Miller a breather. 6:39 to play, 39-30 streaks. Galesburg High boys basketball coming up. A little more than an hour from now for the pregame. Second shot no good. Lauren Livingston with a rebound for the Streaks. Gets to Caden Slidek. Cross midcourt to Riley Jenkins. Riley on the right wing. Back to Caden out high right side. Now gives to Riley. She'll set the offense. Out high left side to Lauren Livingston. Now back to Riley, left to the center circle with 6:20 to play. Riley Jenkins to Lauren Livingston. Hands off to Chelsea Stevenson left wing. She'll bring it back high on the left wing. And gives to Caden Slidek out high on the right side. Left wing, Riley Jenkins for three. Good!
There we go.
First three of the ball game for Riley. She's got 19, make it 42-30 streaks. Kaler on the dribble. Gets to Schneider. And ball knocked away by Riley Jenkins. Audrey Peck gets it to Riley. Penetrates, reverse layup, short. And the rebound, off the hands of Audrey last. Nice defensive play by Riley. Couldn't get the shot to fall, but gets a nice hand from the Streaks faithful here. Under 6 minutes to play, 42-30 streaks. Inbound, stolen away by Lauren Livingston as it was overthrown. They tried to get to Presswood at midcourt, overthrew her.
Yeah, terrible idea right there. They just threw it deep. No touch on the pass whatsoever.
Riley Jenkins out high left side. See if the streaks working a little bit like they did last time. Look for the open shot. Now to Lauren Livingston in the left corner. Back on high left side, Chelsea Stevenson. Caden Slidek with it. Now gets to Riley Jenkins on the right corner. Finds Audrey Peck down on the right baseline. Puts it up and in. Gets knocked to the floor by Schneider. That's her fourth foul. Nice job working the ball all around again by the Streaks. Audrey gets it up and in. Takes the contact, and she'll go to the line for a free throw. Is this the biggest lead of the ball game?
It is. Previously it was 13 at 19-6. Now it's 44-30.
As Audrey's free throw goes in and out, no good. Rebound to Schneider for Lincoln.
That's 10 for Schneider.
Kaler down court. McEwen was wide open, and the pass went right through her hands.
It's one of those that can be tough for a young player. McEwen comes in only a sophomore. She saw the defense sprinting at her, and the ball's up in the air. She's waiting for it.
I'm so wide open.
Right. It's like that kick or the punt returner in football, just watching the defense coming at it. And
you forget about the ball.
Yeah.
This is Caden Slidek, right wing.
Oh.
Got hit in the face, and the foul's going to go against Presswood, and that's her fourth foul. So Cadence will go to the free throw line with a chance of the one and bonus.
And not anything malicious. If Presswood just tried to lean in and reach in, and at that moment, Cadence was trying to cut away and it took it right in the face.
First free throw up and good for Caden Slidek. After this, the Streaks will be shooting two for the rest of the game, as that was the ninth team foul on Lincoln.
Well, this is the response you wanted the Streaks to have after they got their lead cut down all the way down to three, I believe it was.
Audrey Peck with the offensive rebound, hands off to Lauren Livingston. Can't hit. Audrey with a rebound again, puts it up. Fouled, no call, but puts a shot up and in. Nice shot by Audrey Peck. Took the contact from Presswood, put it up and in. And now we're going to have a foul on Lauren back on the other, and that's going to be her fourth foul. 4:54 to play. Streaks with a 17-point lead, 47-30. As Arlita Brown gets back up off the bench, and she's going to spell Lauren Livingston. 4:54 for the game, 47-30 streaks. It will be Stoltenberg inbound for the right baseline for the Railers. And it comes to Presswood, 15-footer is short. Riley Jenkins with a rebound. Well, she put Snyder back on the bench. I'm a little bit surprised because, you know, you're letting the game get away at this point. And
That's five on Presswood, so I would imagine.
He just called the ball out of bounds.
Wow.
Yeah, she knocked Audrey out of bounds, but he just called the ball out of bounds. It goes back to the streaks, I know. Inbound to Cadence Leidick, right wing, penetrates into the paint, bounces for Audrey Peck. And again, Presswood could have picked up a foul there, but streaks get it back. Riley drives, runner is no good. Rebound goes to the floor. Presswood travel with it, though. She dove for it and slid across the floor with it, goes back to the streaks. Good hustle, but can't slide across the floor with the ball.
22 turnovers now for Lincoln.
4.5 minutes to play, 47-30, streaks lead. Riley to inbound, and it comes to Cadence Leidick, left wing. Now left baseline to Riley Jenkins. Bounces for Audrey Peck down to the baseline against Presswood up off the glass and in. Take advantage of it again. Audrey Peck with 6 in the quarter and 10 for the game. Now a steal by Riley Jenkins up off the glass and in. 51-30, streaks are blowing it open here with 4:11 to play. Now a steal by Chelsea Stevenson, got pushed on the shot, couldn't hit it, and she's going to go to the free throw line with 2 shots. The push is going to go against, Jasmine Robbins. That'll be her second foul. So first, Riley with a steal, laid it up. Chelsea with a steal, tried to lay it up, got pushed out of the way, and she's got a first free throw. Is good. And that is 9 for Chelsea, looking to get into double figures here this afternoon for the streaks. Second shot up and good. 10 for Chelsea Stevenson. 52-30 is the Galesburg lead, or 53-30 with just over 4 minutes to play. And now another, that time, well, he called it a travel. So it was a combination travel, and she dropped the ball out of bounds. Right. It was Paulus. And nice job defending on the sideline that time by, was that Arlita over there? I didn't see who was over there. It might have been Chelsea. Audrey Peck out high on the right side to Chelsea Stevenson. Gives to Riley Jenkins out high on the left side now. Tried to go back door to Audrey, but Presswood got in the passing lane, stole it away. This is Robbins. And Riley Jenkins with another steal. Riley down the left side. She'll lay it up uncontested. Missed it. Cadence Leidick with a rebound. Can't hit. Gets it back. Puts it up again. Can't hit. Riley with a rebound. She'll put it up and got hammered, and she'll go to the free throw line. Nice job on the offensive glass by the streaks. And Riley's probably upset with herself for a missing because she doesn't usually get an uncontested layup. She's usually taking some contact.
Right, yeah, I know. she beat everybody on the floor and had a good look at it. Unfortunately, just a little long on the when she put it up there.
First one is up and good for Riley Jenkins. In for the first time this afternoon. This one is not on the roster. It could be Anastasia Buffington, who wore that jersey number on the sophomore team. I'm just guessing that's who it is. Second shot is up for Riley. That is good. 23 in the game for Riley Jenkins. 55-30 is the streak's lead. Long downcourt pass. Buffington gets it back. Lost it momentarily. Now Paulus gives out high to McEwen. Now to Paulus. Right wing it goes to Stoltenberg. Tried to get it underneath, and coming away with it was McEwen. Now driving is Robbins and can't hit the shot, but she's going to be fouled. And that will go against Riley Jenkins. That's her first foul of the ball game. So it'll be Jasmine Robbins going to the free throw line with 2 shots with 3:20 to play. 55-30, the streak's lead. First free throw up and good for Robbins. She is a 5'4 sophomore. In fact, I think all these sophomore players playing for Lincoln also played in the sophomore game. Lauren Livingston back in. She replaces Arlita Brown. 3:20 to play. Second shot up and good as well for Robbins. They'll still come out with the full-court pressure. Streaks break it easily. Riley Jenkins with it. Left wing, Chelsea Stevenson thought about the three. Now kicks back out to Lauren Livingston. Now gives to Riley, top of the key. Near steal there by Robbins. Now it's Chelsea, left corner, fires a three. Good! Chelsea Stevenson on fire. That's her third three of the ball game. She's got 13, make it 58-32. Now a steal by Chelsea. Bounces for Audrey Peck down the left block. Puts it up and in. 8 in the quarter for Audrey. She's got 12. 4 streaks and double figures here this afternoon. 60-32.
Yeah, this game had taken a quick turn the Streaks way. At one point, it was 29-26 in the third quarter. Since that point, Streaks have just went off. 31-6 run.
Be careful there. Cadence got away with a little bit of a push. Now Paulus has it on the right wing. Between the circles, McEwen. Out high left side, Stoltenberg. Top of the key, Paulus. Gives to Robbins. Right corner, this is McEwen. Shot blocked by Audrey Peck. Audrey with a rebound. Riley with it on the run across midcourt. Has Cadence run to the floor. Bounced it to her. Cadence lays it up and in. Nice pass from Riley Jenkins to Cadence Leidick. Bounced the no look there, and that's the first basket for Cadence. She's got 3 points. 62-32, and the clock will not stop now.
This is the latest, I think, the Streaks have been at a 30-point lead.
Knocked out of bounds by the Streaks, and coach is going to clear the bench. Camellia Schwartzman, Armani Rivas, Abby Endhoff, and Lily Hudgens, Megan Rohn, all in for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. In for Lincoln, Ellen Martinez, 5'6 freshman. Inbound comes, and Camellia Schwartzman going to be called for the foul, as it was Huffington.
Well, we were told that there was talk of Lincoln maybe not doing this Downstate Classic next year, and based on the scores in the three games they've had in here, I can understand why.
Well, and yet in the pregame interview, I don't think we got that far in it. Coach Rohrer said that she really likes playing us and wants to continue playing us. So we'll see. We'll see, because that's really going to screw up the things with the Downstate Classic if they drop out. Second shot up, and no good for Buffington.
Armani was in the lane.
Nope, in the lane too quick, so Buffington will get another shot at it. With the clock running, 50 seconds to play. I guess it's unfortunate for these players that just got in that it went to 30 points now. They don't get much actual playing time. Melia Schwartzman couldn't run down the rebound. It's going to go back to Lincoln with 40 seconds to play. 40 seconds to play. Streaks lead 62-32. It'll be Martinez inbound. In it comes to Robbins working against Armani. Steps back, fires a three, missed it. Rebound taken away by Lily Hudgens. Got to be a travel or a jump ball. Should have been a jump ball because she couldn't go. Her feet came up because somebody, who was it? I think McEwen had her hands on the ball as well, had a hold of it. But Lily got called for the travel. Under 10 seconds to play. Inbound to Buffington with 4. Now this is Martinez, fires a three-pointer, missed it. Rebound off the Streaks, and time has expired. The Galesburg Silver Streaks pick up their 14th win of the season. And a nice way, as Eric, you mentioned, a nice answer after Lincoln had cut the game to 2 points. Ninth answer by the Streaks, and they come out with the win, 62-32 over the Lincoln Rail Splitters. We'll come back with our postgame show, get a chance to chat with Streaks head coach Evan Massey, run down our postgame statistics, name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time player of the game as well. Streaks win at 62-32. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material fabrication or powder coating needs. By Kehoe Eye Care, they care for people, not just eyes. By Yem Auto Group on North Henderson in Galesburg, home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yem. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg, you better call Dave's. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg, you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Elite Ink. If you can think it, Elite Ink can print it. EliteInkPrinting.com. By the all-new Galesburg Toyota. Buy local, buy with confidence. Buy at Galesburg Toyota. By Todd Van Velser, financial advisor with Edward Jones on National Boulevard in Galesburg. Member SIPC. By Cordwright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. By Craddy Insurance Agency on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. And by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by attorneys James Blake and Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in Galesburg. By Bradley Hicks, Century 21 affiliated. Morning, noon, nights, or weekends, he'll help you find your dream home. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on South Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg.
Your wife is all about improving your home sweet home. Problem is, you already have a day job. Enter Courtright Construction of Oneida. These guys can do it all, from a minor remodel to a complete build. See their work at CourtrightConstruction.com. The right choice for your next project.
Silver Streaks Girls Basketball is brought to you by Todd Van Velser, your local Edward Jones Financial Advisor, located at 1980 National Boulevard in Galesburg. To learn how Todd can help you reach your financial goals, stop by or call 343-3239. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Time to bring it inside.
Get the dog out!
Time to bring your game to the court, the mat, the pool, and the bleachers. It's time to represent. And Elite Ink is the source for screen printing, embroidery, promotional products, and accessories to outfit your school, club, or business. You're going to love working with Elite Ink. Design services are 100% free, and if you can think it, they can print it. Visit EliteInkPrinting.com and click on Start Your Order for a quote. Get in the game with Elite Ink, where it's more than just a t-shirt.
Galesburg Nissan is home with a lifetime warranty. No gimmicks, no deductible, and no expensive service requirements. Galesburg Nissan's lifetime warranty is just that. Unlimited time and unlimited miles. Plus, you get a free loaner car for life if your car needs to be in the shop. And every fifth oil change is free. Yes, for life. We just won our third consecutive Nissan Award of Excellence, recognizing large sales volume and superior customer satisfaction. We want to be your dealer for life, and we'll strive to prove it every day. Galesburg Nissan, home of the lifetime warranty.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by attorneys James Blake and Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in Galesburg. By Bradley Hicks, Century 21 affiliated. Morning, noon, nights, or weekends, he'll help you find your dream home. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on South Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg.
The official WGIL forecast: cloudy this afternoon, a high of 33. Cloudy tonight, a low of 22. Cloudy tomorrow, a high of 31. Cloudy tomorrow night, a low of 24. Still cloudy Monday, a high of 33. The clouds continue most of the rest of the week. Cloudy Monday night, low 25. Cloudy and 33 Tuesday. Cloudy and 33 Wednesday. Right now it's 32 at 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
With final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Evan Massey, WGIL's coverage of GHS girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show.
Oh, we talked to some players here this afternoon. Streaks win at 62-32 is the final score over the Lincoln Railers. Streaks now 14-11 on the year. Our postgame here's our coach's interview, brought to you by Courtright Construction in Oneida, the right choice for your next project. This is the first time we got to do this season, get to talk to a couple of players. First off, Junior, wait a minute. Which one of you going to talk first? They're passing the microphone back and forth. Okay, I'm going to force you, Riley. You've got the microphone in your hand. Riley Jenkins, first off, congratulations on the win. Well, let me turn you up here. Okay, try it again.
Thank you.
All right. They come back. You guys got up, how much were we up, 13 in the first half?
It was 13-6 after one, 22-20 at half.
Yeah. And
we were up by 19-6 at one point.
Yeah, we got up 19-6 at one point. They made a little run at you and came back, and you guys really responded in a way that you haven't done every time this season. What kind of was the difference? What was Coach Massey saying to you guys?
He said to us in the locker room, limit our turnovers, and that's what – we had a lot of turnovers in the first half, so we had to cut them down. And then second half, we came out with more intensity.
And the defense, I mean, my goodness, the full court pressure really, really bothered them. You look like you guys were having fun out there,
yeah,
with that.
We were.
Well, Lauren, your shot's starting to come around a little bit, and you seem like every time you put it up, it doesn't always go in, but you seem like you're shooting the ball with confidence.
Right, yeah. I mean, it's taken a lot to get my confidence back, but it's surely coming around.
So did you feel, and I had mentioned at some point, you missed a couple that were right on target, I think, there in the second half before you hit another one, but either a little long, a little short, but you look like you were still, I want the ball in my hands, I want to put it up. Kind of had that mentality?
Yes.
All right. Well, you know, the other night, the game at Rock Island, I know you guys aren't happy about the loss, but that last few minutes of the game, you came out with that intensity and full-court pressure. Do you feel like that kind of carried over into this game?
Oh, yeah, definitely, because, I mean, we're just like a high energy team, so like when we're like, even if we're losing, we still have like high spirits. I mean, we're kind of like a family, because I mean, just knowing that if we messed up, we always got each other. So
You know, Riley, I want to talk to you again. That you had a stretch of games against, you know, five games in a row against ranked opponents, which is not an easy stretch. And really, there's no easy games, especially when you get in the conference. How do you feel coming down the stretch about the way you guys are playing?
I think we're starting to get back in our rhythm. We are hitting more of our shots, and we have better defense. So,
yeah. Yep. How about you, Lauren? How you feel about the way you guys are playing right now?
Our communication has gotten a lot better, especially, like, with help side on defense and everything like that. So we've definitely gotten back in transition. I mean, a couple of our games we struggled with that, but we're starting to get better.
And you get to make your favorite road trip of the year coming up next Thursday night, right? Hey, at least you get the nice bus, right?
Yes,
get the charter bus down at Quincy. Well, Lauren Livingston, Riley Jenkins, again, congratulations on the win here this afternoon. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Liz.
All right. Streaks win it here. 62-32 is the final score. And neither one of them wanted to talk initially.
No.
I'm glad they did. I'm glad they did. And thanks to Coach for sending them up. Our post-game coaches interview brought to you by Courtright Construction and Oneida, the right choice for your next project. We'll come back, start on our post-game stats. Streaks went at 62-32. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM, WGIL and WGIL.com.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by attorneys James Blake and Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in Galesburg. By Bradley Hicks, Century 21 affiliated. Morning, noon, nights, or weekends, he'll help you find your dream home. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on South Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg.
Looking to spruce up your kitchen? Maybe add a decorative countertop or some new cabinets? Give Courtright Construction a call for a free estimate. They can create a one-of-a-kind countertop that has the look of real stone for a fraction of the price. Learn more at CourtrightConstruction.com. The right choice for your next project. Courtright Construction of Oneida.
Mom's night out. Mom's night out next Thursday, but you'll have to meet me there.
We have a problem.
Don't you dare cancel on me.
So I can't drive at night.
What?
I mean, I can, but it feels like I can't see. I hate it. Don't make me do it.
It's pretty common, but don't let night blindness stop you from living after dark. The doctors at Kehoe Eye Care have the technology to determine why your night vision is poor and the treatment options to get you safely back on the road. Make your appointment today.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
Silver Streaks Girls Basketball is brought to you by Todd Van Velser, your local Edward Jones Financial Advisor, located at 1980 National Boulevard in Galesburg. To learn how Todd can help you reach your financial goals, stop by or call 343-3239. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Galesburg's News, Galesburg's Talk, 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Back here at John Field Gym, Tom Meredith, along with Eric Gibson. The Galesburg Silver Streaks defeat the answer to that, Will, would be no. Galesburg Silver Streaks defeat the Lincoln Railers 62-32 is the final score. The Streaks now 14-11 on the season, and Lincoln drops to 10-14. Our post-game stats will start scoring-wise. Streaks put four players in double figures, starting with Riley Jenkins, 23 points, 5 twos, a 3, and Riley 10 for 12 from the free throw line. 13 points for Chelsea Stevenson. She had a 2-3 threes and was 2 for 2 from the free throw line. 12 points for Audrey Peck, all on 6 baskets. She was 0 for 3 from the line. 11 points for Lauren Livingston. 2 twos, 2 threes, 1 for 1 from the free throw line. Cadence Leidick with 3 points on a basket and 1 for 2 from the free throw line. The Streaks with 6 three-pointers in the ball game. They were 14 for 20. From the free throw line. There was the one thing they might not have done well was hit from the free throw line, but overall a good job by the Streaks. For Lincoln, they were led by Leah Schneider with 14 points, 4 baskets, 6 for 9 from the free throw line. That all came in the first half. For whatever reason, after Coach Rohrer took her out, after she got her fourth foul, she never put her back in.
No.
So I don't know if there was, she just didn't want to, or if there was some attitude problem, I have no idea, but she did not score in the second half. 10 points for Cadence Presswood on 4 baskets, 2 for 2 from the line. 4 points for Ava Gorens on a couple of baskets. 2 points for Reese McEwen on a basket over 2 from the line. 2 for Jasmine Robbins on 2 for 2 from the line. They were, 10 for 17 from the free throw line, and no three-pointers in the game. I don't know, did they even attempt one?
3 of them, actually.
3 of them, okay.
27 turnovers for Lincoln. They did not take very good care of the basketball, and they can attribute a lot of that to that press the Streaks brought. 10 of those 27 turnovers came in the fourth quarter.
Wow.
Streaks turned the ball over 14 times, which is a high number, not where they want to be. However, on the plus side, only four of those 14 came after halftime. Streaks were out-rebounded 35-24, including 11-9 on the offensive boards. Lincoln shot the ball 11 of 36 from the field, including 0 of 3 from downtown. Streaks 21 of 48 from the field, 6 of 11 from downtown, so they shot really well from three-point range. Stats in addition to the points Tom told you about, Audrey Peck hit 5 boards, 3 steals, and a block to go with her 10 points. Lauren Livingston, 3 rebounds, an assist, and a steal to go with her 13. Caden Zydek, 3 rebounds, 2 assists, and 4 steals to go with her 3. 1 rebound for Kaylee Miller, 3 assists and a steal, even though she didn't score, she got in the book. Arlita Brown, 3 rebounds. Chelsea Stevenson, 2 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 steals, excuse me, for her with her 13 points. Lily Hudgens, a board and an assist. And Riley Jenkins, 4 rebounds, 4 assists, 5 steals and a block.
One block. All right. So, she does. She kind of fills up the stat sheet. Nobody with a double-double, but a lot of really, really good overall play by the Streaks here this afternoon. They win at 62-32. Take our final timeout, and we will come back and name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM at 1400 AM WGIL at WGIL.com.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Sabrina's Bridal and Prom, where you're always one of a kind. By the UPS store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg. And by Culver's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Welcome to Delicious.
Did you know you can save about 50% on your air filters by having them cleaned rather than replaced? And Filter Service Center, now part of Mid-State Manufacturing, will even pick them up and deliver them back to you. Your filter's good as new. Filter Service Center at Mid-State Manufacturing.
The road of life can be rough for you and your new car. Potholes attack your tires. Rocks and door dings leave their marks. But you have an advantage. The YEM Advantage program comes with every new vehicle from YEM Automotive Group in Galesburg, covering dents and dings, your tires and wheels, even key protection for 1 year at no cost to you. When it comes to protecting what's important to you, you've got an advantage when you trust YEM Automotive Group, North Henderson Street, Galesburg.
Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
There aren't enough weekends in a lifetime for your hubby to fix all the little things that need attention around your house. Get it all done and done right by Courtright Construction of Oneida. No matter what you need done, they can handle it. See pictures of their work at courtrightconstruction.com. The right choice for your next project.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business. And by Templeton Roofing. Call Templeton Roofing, where your roof matters. Learn more at Templeton Roofing.
If you're spotted wearing the blue WGIL button, you could win cash. Pick one up today at Galesburg Toyota near Walmart in Galesburg. Full details at WGIL.com.
Back here at John Field Gym, Tom Erdith, Eric Gibson, the Galesburg Silver Streaks get the win over the Lincoln Railers. 62-32 was the final score. Streaks now 14-11 on the season. Time right now to name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. My goodness, this is a game where so many players did so many good things. Riley Jenkins, just overall, I mean, had another really good game throughout. And with her 23 points and filled up the stat sheet, Audrey Peck against some tough odds with a 6'2 player in there, but guess what happened when the 6'2 player went out? She scored 8 points in the fourth quarter, in fact, 10 in the second half. And again, with, 5 rebounds, 3 steals, yeah, and a block shot. Caden Zlydick, I mean, she picked right up where she left off against Rock Island early in the game with a full court pressure, getting some steals. And just did what she does defensively. Lauren Livingston shot the ball well, as we got a chance to chat with her, and really a good defensive game as well for her. This young lady, though, doesn't she's had struggles in at different times throughout the year. Sometimes the ball doesn't fall for her. She's had some problems with turnovers, but it all kind of came together for her today.
Yeah, we're going to go with the senior, Chelsea Stevenson. She finishes with 13 points, 2 rebounds, 2 assists, and 2 steals, but when you're looking at crunch time, when was that? Streaks had a 29-26 lead midway through the third quarter. Then Chelsea came down and hit a 3 to give the Streaks out a little bit more of a cushion. She had ended up with 2 threes in that quarter. And, that was the only 3 in that quarter. She ended up with another 2 in the quarter, and then she hit a 3 in the fourth and kind of helped the Streaks salt this one away.
So Chelsea Stevenson, the senior for the Streak, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Dave's Auto Body you better call Dave. So good day so far. We hope it continues with the Galesburg High boys. They're going to be in action coming up in just a bit. The Illinois Fighting Illini, again, get an exciting, exciting win up at Chrysler Arena over the Michigan Wolverines, 64-62. They had the ball tied with how many seconds were left when they got actually
15
got
seconds.
About 15 seconds left. And Ayu Desunmu just inside the top of the key puts up a tough shot defense. I mean, you couldn't have played any better defensively without fouling him. And he got the shot up and in. Half second of play, Streaks come out, or excuse me, the Illini come out with a win at Michigan on the road, 64-62 was the final of that one. They're alone in first place atop the Big Ten. They were ranked 21st coming into to this game, and
that's got to be going up with two road wins in the Big Ten at Purdue and at Michigan.
So, man, Brian Underwood is doing a job. And, of course, they didn't have Griffin wasn't available today with his two-game suspension.
A ridiculous suspension.
Yeah.
Essentially a three-game suspension. I mean, you think about it. He got kicked out early in that game, and they gave him another two on top of that, whereas there are kids in that brawl that didn't get that much.
Right, and some didn't get any. I thought everybody that came off the bench got one, but that maybe that's just here at IHSA.
Well, the explanation I heard was that they thought the game was over, so they were getting up to go to the hand slap line.
Well, okay, but they all ended up down there in the handicap section.
Yeah. Preaching to the choir on that one.
Yeah. Well, anyway, so the Illini get the win 64-62. The Galesburg High boys coming up in just a little bit. They'll be playing up at the shootout at Chicago, or really outstanding shootout in the Chicago area. A lot of great games up there. 16 total games, 8 today and 8 tomorrow. They play both days at Orr High School. Now, Orr, the host, they're actually the number one team in Class 2A right now. And the Streaks are going to play Lincoln Park, who's also out of the Chicago Public League. They are ranked 8th right now in Class 4A. They beat Farragut last night. Their two losses came to a team out of the Phoenix area and one out of the Detroit area. So a really good basketball team the Streaks are going to see. And that'll be good for them. I mean, they need to kind of see where they're at. Not that Rock Island's not a really good team and some of the other conference teams, but this is a chance to really see where you're at.
It's similar in thought process anyway to when Coach Massey used to take the girls up to the suburbs. You're seeing a team you're not familiar with, playing a style that you're maybe not familiar with, and dealing with officials that you don't know.
And they are going to see a 6'8 kid the likes of what they haven't seen so far this year. Yeah, Rock Island has a 6'8 kid, but it's not this kid. This kid's a Division I athlete, as I understand it, and so they'll have that to contend with. And, get the chance for some people to see Jalen McCants play as well. He had another double-double last night against the Alamo Pioneers. I'm guessing probably didn't play a lot late in that game.
Not with the score the way it was.
Yeah. The boys will be in action again. Coming up in not too long, the pregame scheduled for 3:40 this afternoon, and the tip scheduled for 4 o'clock. Again, I believe it's either the fourth or fifth game of the day, though, so who knows if they'll be running behind or not, because sometimes the public league teams, at least when they come down here, they're on their own time schedule.
Yeah.
just saying. That happens sometimes, so I don't know if that's the case up there. And I still don't know this whole thing, how it came about, that Lincoln Park was supposed to play Romeoville initially. That was on the schedule. And I don't know what happened with that, why Romeoville decided against it. DeKalb was contacted, and Mike Reynolds having a great season up there, the former Streaks coach, and he didn't have an extra game to play, and he knew that our boys and our shootout had gotten canceled the week before, so we had an extra game to be able to play. So thus Ryan Hart was contacted and said, sure, we'll give it a shot. So again, Brad Benowitz will have that one solo for you coming up. That'll be just a little while here on WGIL. So there we go. Streaks, our next action will be coming up on Thursday night. Eric's skipping out. Come on, we got the Abbey. You can eat at the Abbey.
Yeah,
you know?
That is true.
But we'll go
Abbey
down.
Is probably our favorite road spot.
Go down to Quincy to take on the Blue Devils coming up on Thursday night. And that won't be easy. Streaks are going to have to play well, but if they play the way that they have from the last 4 minutes of the last game and throughout most of this game, they keep playing like that, they're going to pick up some wins here down the stretch of the season. All right. Streaks winning here again. 62-32 is the final score. Thanks to our studio engineers, Sean McCutcheon and Will Stevenson. Took two of them to take care of us today.
Yeah.
For Eric Gibson, Tom Meredith saying good afternoon from John Thiel Gym.
Thanks for listening to Galesburg High School Girls Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.